There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I think that there's better than me. Hope you see the better in me. Always end up better in me. I don't want to ruin this one. This
Welcome back, everyone, to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show with Mitch Nellis is coming up next from 9 to 11. Big special guest today, TJ Lang, will be joining from Green Bay at 10:20. I don't know if he's in Green Bay or not. Former Green Bay guard, of course. He's going to be joining at 10:20 today, so make sure to check that out. Right now, we are joined by the one and only Mark Eckel. He is a former beat writer for the Philadelphia Eagles. You can find him on the Thursday episodes of the Pack-A-Day podcast. You can also find him on rantsports.com. On Twitter, you can find him at MarkEckel08. Mark, my friend, how are you doing?
Good, Andy. You forgot Packer Report.
I did forget Packer Report. That's amazing. I can't even believe that I possibly did that. But yes, you can find him on PackerReport.com as well. Sorry about that, Mark. But how are you doing, my friend?
Doing great.
Awesome. Well, it's awesome to have you on. Obviously, a big conversation from yesterday has been the trade deadline. Green Bay decides to trade away Preston Smith. They do not make any deals at the deadline. Let's start with the Preston Smith side of things. Were you surprised by the deal, and how do you kind of feel how Green Bay made out with just getting a seventh-round pick in return?
Well, they got more than a seventh-round pick. They got salary cap relief for the next in 25 and 26. And I mean, I'm not surprised. No, I'm not surprised they traded Preston Smith. And I like Preston Smith. I mean, he gave the Packers six very good seasons. But it was time. I mean, you saw his snap counts going down each week. The rumors were out there. To be honest, I think I even wrote this. Maybe I'm not sure that when they hired Halfley and they were going to a 4-3, I did do a story on what players would benefit most from going from a 3-4 to a 4-3, and then what players would be in trouble. And I think I talked to a couple of scouts about that. And Preston Smith was a player that they thought, you know, he really didn't fit a 4-3. He's a 3-4 linebacker, which is why he's headed to Pittsburgh, where they invented the 3-4 homo. So, it's better off for him. I'm hearing people say, if you're going on a Super Bowl run, how can you trade? The Super Bowl run is not going to be affected by Preston Smith. I mean, like I said, you saw his snap count dwindling every game. It's time for the younger guys. Lucas Van Ness was the 13th pick in the draft. He needs to play more and see, you know, if he was worth that. Mosby played a handful of snaps last week and got half a sack. I want to see more of him. I want to see Brenton Cox.
Yeah.
So I think we'll see more of these young guys. I would have liked to see them get more than a seventh round pick, but the fact that the Steelers took all the money, you weren't going to get both.
Yeah, it's always funny, Mark, how every time I listen to your episodes on Pack-A-Day or read your articles over on Packer Report, how in sync that you and I are. I'm in the exact same boat. I don't think trading away Preston is going to affect this team in the negative whatsoever. I don't think we're ever going to get to the playoffs. And if they lose a game, just be like, oh, you know what? If they just had Preston Smith in that game, right, they could have won that. I just don't see that happening at all. On the flip
not
side,
today,
though, Mark.
Not in 2024, you know?
Yeah. No, exactly. Like, obviously, those first couple seasons in Green Bay were really, really good. And he, like you said, I talked about, he's sixth on the team all time in sacks. Like, he was a really good move. In fact, he outlasted everyone else in that big free agency class. He's had a really nice career in Green Bay. But to your point, it was time. On the flip side, should Green Bay have made a move at the deadline? Should they have tried to bolster the defensive end room, corner, something else? Do you feel like they maybe should have been a bit more aggressive?
Well, yeah, I would have liked to, but there's nobody that got traded. Now, and we don't know. I mean, it takes two teams, right? I mean, I don't know what – I would have liked the linebacker from the Giants, so I'm not sure he fits either, but he might have. But if the Giants wanted something outrageous, you know Goody's not going to trade away premium draft picks. He's just not.
Correct.
If he could have got a player that he thought would help for a day three pick, I think he certainly would have done it. I would have liked to take a shot at Chase Young, but he didn't get traded. So there's no – like, Lattimore would have been great, but I don't know if I'm giving up a third and a fourth. That's what they gave up, right?
Yeah, a third, fourth, and a sixth for Lattimore and a fifth.
Yeah, I mean, that's a lot for a guy that's missed, I think, 17 games over the past two years.
That's the big thing.
You know, so, I he's a great player when he's healthy, but he hasn't been healthy. They weren't bringing Za'Darius Smith back, so let's not even go there, right? How ironic is it that Preston and Za'Darius get traded the same day?
It is crazy. Right? Like the Smith brothers, that was obviously such a tag team duo in Green Bay, get ultimately traded on the exact same day. Obviously, totally different teams now, but yeah, that's it's wild that ended up happening that way. Let's go to like where this team is at right now. So obviously they don't make a deal at the deadline. They trade away Preston Smith. This is not going to be about, again, whatever trades they did or didn't make at the deadline. Let's just kind of look at them through 9 games. They're 6-3. They're a very talented team. They're going into the bye week. They're coming off a tough loss against the Detroit Lions. Again, did not make any deals at the deadline. What does Green Bay need to focus on at the bye week? And what do they need to do better in the second half to get to the performance that I think we're all hoping from this team?
Well, first, they got to get healthy. Jair's got to get back on the field. They can. You saw the Lions game. I mean, without him, that was a big difference, I thought. So get healthy. And Jordan Love isn't. I mean, he played. I'm not sure I would have even played him in that game because it was obvious that that groin injury was still somewhat of a factor. You know, I mean, you saw him. He couldn't move the way he normally does. And they, you know, everybody says Packers didn't make a move. They didn't make a trade. They did make a move, and I think this move can help them the second half of the season. And that was getting Kamin Davis, the former Washington linebacker who was the 19th overall pick of the draft. I think people are going to be pleasantly surprised at him, and I think this is going to go down as one of those moves that the Packers made. We've seen them do this before. They, you know, they took Rasul Douglas off the Cardinals practice squad, right? They signed Alan Lazard, I think, off Jacksonville's practice squad.
Correct.
And they, you know, guys that when they did it, you thought, oh well, you know, it's just another move. But turned out to be pretty good players for him. I think Davis. I loved him coming out of that draft, and he had a couple decent years in Washington. He talked about guys not fitting the scheme. He didn't fit what Dan Quinn wanted to do in Washington, obviously, because they tried to make him a defensive end. And at 236 pounds, that really wasn't ideal. So, I look at a linebacking trio of Walker, Davis, and Cooper. That could be the three most athletic linebackers on the field.
They can fly, yeah.
I've seen in a long, long time. So they did make a little move. I just see this team, I mean... Defensively, like I said, get healthy, and Evan Williams has to come back. I mean, he's been on. He what a godsend he's been. And that's another one of those fourth round picks that just looked like, wow. How did he go? How did he last to the fourth round? So get, you know.
And that's
and
why
offensively, the wide receivers got to stop dropping the ball. You know, just stop dropping. I mean, I think they're second in the league in drops, which is just, you know, you can't have that.
No, that's been a huge issue on offense.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Specifically with Dontayvion Wicks, they're going to have to figure out something there if they want to continue to keep him in the lineup or just maybe rotate him out until he gets a little bit more confidence. And then I am interested in the Jamin Davis, if he can get sort of either activated to the roster, just get those call-ups and see if they can find a way to utilize him. I am interested a little bit. I'll be curious your thoughts on this. And again, right now we're joined by Mark Eckel of the Packaday podcast, PackerReport.com. I am curious your thoughts of like, could they use some other players? I know you talked about Brenton Cox, Aaron Mosby. They need to figure out a way to unlock this pass rush in some capacity, but could they maybe try a Carl Brooks on the outside? Could they try a little bit of Quay Walker? They're going to need somebody who can drop into coverage with Preston being gone because he did that a handful of times. Could Quay Walker be somebody that fits there? I am interested to see if they could maybe move some players around to try to fit the puzzle pieces right like they have done in the secondary.
Well, that's what I like about Halfley's defense and the way he... I don't want to bash Joe Barry. I don't want this to sound like that. But with Joe Barry, you know, the Packers' defense of the past few years, you kind of knew. I mean, I'm watching on TV, and I know what they're going to do.
Yeah.
And they did what they did, and they did it every down. And, you know, this guy did this, and this guy did that. And now, I mean, Halfley does move guys around. And, he has moved. I could see Brooks lining taking snaps outside. I could see Van Ness moving inside sometimes. He's moved Gary around. And now if Davis is what I think he can be and he picks up the system with Davis and Walker and Cooper can do anything. I mean, I love that pick when they made it. I mean, you can blitz him. He can cover. I mean, you saw him run with Christian Kirk, right? Against Jacksonville.
Oh yeah.
I mean, that's pretty impressive for a linebacker to run stride for stride and break up a pass to a guy that can run like Christian Kirk. And you've seen him, you know, blitz and get to the quarterback. So, you have a guy in Cooper that can just do it all. Davis isn't a bad blitzer. He can get to the quarterback. So, yeah, I expect to see Halfley. And again, you know, they've only been in this system half a season. So I expected the defense to start a little slow because it was a drastic change from what they were used to. But I think it'll get better and better, again, as long as they get healthy.
How do you evaluate, and it sounds like obviously you're very pleased overall with the performance, but how do you sort of evaluate Jeff Halfley through these 9 weeks? Obviously, again, a couple games here or there that I think, you know, maybe could have been a bit better, but it does seem like it's trending in the right direction so far.
Oh, I love what he does. See, I'm, as you mentioned, I covered the Eagles for a long time. I'm a Buddy Ryan, Jim Johnson kind of defensive guy.
Those are two good defenses.
And cover. So, yeah, I don't like that bend but don't break, sit back. I don't like 3-4, to be honest. I've always liked a 4-3 better than a 3-4. So I was happy when they just made that switch. But I love aggressive calls. I mean, I don't care about yards. I remember Jim Johnson and I used to talk a lot when he was the defensive coordinator for the Eagles, the late Jim Johnson, who was a great defensive coordinator. And he would always say to me, I don't care. I don't care how many yards we give up. When they start giving points for yards, then I'll worry about it. I look at points allowed, sacks, and turnovers. They're the only three stats that I care about. This is Jim talking. And so he drummed that into me. That's right. Yards are nice. I mean, yeah, you can hold the team down. But get those sacks, get those turnovers. And the Packers are getting turnovers. They had more turnovers in 9 games than they had all last year. So I love that. And that's why they didn't, if you look at it, they didn't beat the Lions because they didn't get any turnovers. If they had got a couple turnovers in that game, who knows? But get turnovers. They do need to get more sacks. And like you said, the pass rush has to come. Gary's got to step up the second half. He's the guy. I mean, he's the guy that you're paying the big money to. I thought he's played better. I thought 3 of his last 4 games were pretty good.
Totally agreed.
He's coming on. They need somebody else, whether it's Agnabari or Mosby and Cox, maybe as getting a little bit of snaps. Like you said, move Brooks around, blitz a little more. They've also had some games. Like the Eagle game, the Cardinal game. There's another one I can't think of off my head.
Titans?
Where they played mobile quarterbacks, where they weren't trying to get sacked.
Colts, yeah.
They were just trying to contain, and they did a good, Anthony Richardson with the Colts early in the year. Where you don't want to go out, you don't want Anthony Richardson or Kyler Murray to get away and run for 30, 40, 50 yards like they often do. And I thought the defense did I like Kyler Murray. I thought that the defense against the Cardinals was just incredible. I mean, Murray didn't hurt them at all. And Richardson didn't either. I'm not as big a fan of Richardson, but those running quarterbacks.
Neither are the Colts, apparently.
Yeah, right? We've seen running quarterbacks kill the Packers through the years, right? They get pressure and the guy gets away and runs for whatever. Well, they faced 3 of the best, and Hurts didn't really kill him. So, I like everything about Halfley's defense.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. I think it's been really impressive. I think it's going to continue to get better. And to your point, they do need to improve that pass rush, and hopefully they can figure it out with rushing 4 and not having to bring some of those exotic blitzes, although I do like those exotic blitzes and how Halfley's been able to use them. Again, we're joined by Mark Eckel of the Packaday Podcast, PackerReport.com. You can find him on Twitter at MarkEckel08. All right, let's go with Jordan Love. You brought him up earlier in that he needs to get healthier. Just health aside, if he gets back to his full powers in the second half of the season, where's your confidence level in Jordan Love going into the second half based on what we saw in the first half of the season?
I'm the biggest Jordan Love fan. I liked it the night of that draft. I was one of the few people that said, I like this. I mean, everyone else was up in arms. They wanted T. Higgins. They wanted something. They wanted any, No, I like Jordan Love. I never thought, I didn't know who was going to take him. I liked him in that draft. So I've been behind Jordan Love from before day one. So, cause I didn't know he was going to end up with the Packers, but he's going to be fine. He's got to stop trying to make every play. He's got to learn like a lot of quarterbacks. Sometimes it's okay to throw the ball away, just live for another down. But he has he has the talent, he has the ability. He's got to get healthy too, like you said. I mean, he got hurt game one, came back, then got knocked down again. So the bye week is coming at a great time, I think, in a lot of ways. I mean, get him a little healthier. But I know Love. I mean, he makes plays that only a handful of quarterbacks can make. So I like that about him. He seems to be a pretty level-headed kid. I mean, I say kid, but, he's still young.
Yep.
Everybody's a kid to me. But I'm a big Jordan Love guy. I think he'll be fine. You mentioned Wicks. Yeah, Wicks leads the team in drops. But, Reed and Dobbs have more than they should as well. I mean, it's
– correct.
It's, you know what's crazy? The only wide receiver on the team that doesn't have a drop is Christian Watson.
Just like we all expected going into the season, right?
So what kind of money would I have gotten on that bet?
Seriously, yeah, it's good for a while. He's played well. He hasn't had that breakout performance yet, but every single time he's been given the opportunity. I guess he did misjudge the ball this past week, but overall he's been very effective for Green Bay. He's stayed healthy. I know he had that little injury that was a freak injury, not a tear or anything like that, just obviously something where he got the ball over the middle and had the injury from a contact play. But overall, I think he's done a really nice job. But yes, to your point, these receivers have to bail out, not just bail out, but just have to do better for Jordan Love catching some of these passes. And even if something something's a tad off, just, you know, go make that play for your quarterback, like all these guys have the ability to do. Last but not least, Mark, before we get you out of here, again, you can find Mark on the Packaday podcast as well as over on PackerReport.com. We're at the bye week. We're 9 games in. Are you feeling better, worse, or the same about this Packers team as you did going into the season?
That's a good question. Slightly better.
Okay.
And I'll say that because I wasn't, you know, none of us knew Jeff Hafley, or I didn't know Jeff. Most of us didn't know Jeff Hafley. I'll be honest, I didn't watch a lot of Boston College because, you know, why would I watch Boston College? so I didn't know his defense. I didn't know, I mean, I read about it. I heard what he was going to try to do, but it doesn't always work, right? So I'm slightly more confident because I like what I see of Hafley and the defense. There are still some things, like I said, that, you know, I got a question. What happened with, how come Carrington Valentine fell off the, how did he fall down the depth chart so much? I thought he had a good rookie year, and I was counting on him to be the second quarterback, to be honest with you. And he's kind of,
Mark,
does not fit.
You and me both. I can't define it. It's not like Eric Stokes has played well. It's so funny because in mini camp, when this happened initially, like Stokes was like the starter at minicamp the first day. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. And I was expecting him and Carrington to swap in and out, and like one guy would go in, one guy would go out, and they didn't. And then if you remember in minicamp, it's only open to the media once per week. They have like three practices. It's only one of them's open to the media. So come back next week and it's the same thing. And it's Stokes out at starting corner and Valentine's down on the other end with the twos, expecting them to swap at some point. They don't. And it goes that way. And so much so where I'm like, I'm just assuming that the days that the media is there, it just happens to be like they're doing like an every other rotation or something. And it must be Valentine is starting on the days that we're not there. But then we get to camp and you open camp and it's Stokes every day and it's Valentine down at the other end. And then that first game against Philly, Valentine gets in for like 9 snaps. The second game against Indy, then Valentine starts playing more than Stokes. And then Valentine gets hurt. And then Stokes like basically regains that spot. And now this past week, they're rotating again. But I don't understand it. It feels like it absolutely should be Valentine ahead of Stokes at this point.
And even the fact that they put Nixon outside, which, you know what, he may be better outside than he is in the slot. But
don't disagree.
I thought Valentine was a great pick. I mean, wow, to find a guy like that in the 7th round, I thought, wow, what a... And I could see giving Stokes first crack at it because you shouldn't lose your job because of injury, right? I'm all about that. Stokes was the guy before he got hurt. But I think it's been pretty clear that Stokes isn't the guy that he was. That terrible leg injury just kind of took too much out of him. But yeah, I watch every week and I'm like, at one point, Valentine was ahead of that. Valentine got more snaps than Valentine, which I was like, what's going on here? I didn't know if he got in the doghouse somehow or if he did something that we don't know about. I'm confused.
It's been perplexing, and there hasn't been a big play where he's made a major mistake or like busted a coverage or anything, at least not that I've been able to tell. So hopefully maybe in the second half we see a little bit more of Carrington Valentine. Mark, what do you got in the hopper this week? What are you working on? Where can we find your amazing work?
All kinds of things. So I've been writing it for, as you mentioned when we first came on, I started, one of my best friends took over this rantsports.com, which is, it's based in somewhere in Europe. They were around a long time ago, then they kind of disappeared. They called my friend, asked him if he would take it over. He called me, asked me what I thought. I said, sure. And then he said, well, then can you write NFL for me? And he kind of set me up there a little bit. So I'm doing a lot of just different NFL stories for them. I have a story up today. Well, I have two stories up today on there. One on the trades that did happen, from Preston Smith to Marshawn Lattimore, all the trades that happened yesterday. Just a little comment on each one of them. And then I have a story up this morning on tomorrow night's game, pitting Joe Burrow and the Bengals against Lamar Jackson and the Ravens, the top two ranked quarterbacks in the league going head-to-head. For Packer Report, I'll have my column up Friday where I've been doing different things and doing it like a notes type thing where I, it's a bye week this week, so I won't have some of the stuff I normally have. I also have my top fives. I think I'm going to look back at the 2023 draft.
Nice.
The Packers have to get more out of that class. Other than Tucker Kraft, Reed's being Reed, but he needs to take another step too, I think. But Kraft's really the only player out of that draft that's taking the next step, I think. So I'm going to look at that a little bit. And then Jason and I will have our package day podcast up tomorrow.
Awesome. Well, I can't wait for that, and I'll be looking forward to those articles as well. Mark, it is fantastic to catch up with you, as always. Make sure to follow him on Twitter, at MarkEckel08. We will do this again very, very soon. When we come back, though, we will be going to the phone, so get those phone calls in or text messages into the Nicolet Law Fan Talk and text line, 414-677-1250. This is the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM The Fan Studios, powered by the Pottawatomie Sportsbook.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports-watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.